I am Brian Curtis, joined now by phone by Daniel Schultz, Environmental Program Manager with the State Water Board. Hello, Daniel.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. We are speaking on this particular occasion because the Water Board is holding a workshop this Friday, December 15th, at the Adorney Center in Eureka to discuss the newly drafted and implemented cannabis-specific water use guidelines. Is this the first time that the Water Board has drafted cannabis-specific water use guidelines?
Well, these guidelines are a mix. They're both related to the diversion of water and also the regulation of waste discharges. So we do have some specific water use guidelines we've adopted in what's considered the North Coast policy for new permits. And then we have had some water use guidelines during the drought for under emergency regulations as well as Russian River frost regs for the Russian River area frost regulations for the use of water during the frost season for the vineyards.
I see. And so the requirements, they pertain to how people acquire their water, where they get it from, how much is used, how it's obtained or diverted, storage. What specifically are we focusing on?
It looks at the main three components: the water source, the surface. We're primarily right now the policy primarily looks at surface water diversion. There are also provisions for groundwater provisions if needed in the future, and it looks at water storage for all sources of water, as well as irrigation.
So there are also measures to prevent runoff that might be contaminated by chemicals associated with cannabis cultivation from re-entering watersheds?
Correct. So there's also sections that have they look at best management practice type requirements that look at controlling sediment from running off the site, preventing any pesticides or fertilizers or petroleum products from entering waters of the state. As well as, looking at site development, road development, stream crossings, pretty much most all activities that would be associated with cultivating cannabis or establishing or expanding cultivation sites.
We sort of understand this in the language of guidelines and regulations, but are these actually laws? Are these guidelines not only simply suggestions, but also requirements that people need to know in order to make sure that if they're attempting to make their grows within the confines of the new legalities, that they have to be implementing these practices?
Yes, they are requirements. They were developed under a policy for water quality control, which is essentially the same as a regulation. The policy gets implemented through three main programs. One is the statewide general order, which for cannabis cultivation, which is a waste discharge requirement permit. The other is a cannabis small irrigation use registration program, which is a water right registration that people can file for storing small amounts of water. And the third is the requirements in the policy get incorporated into California Department of Food and Ag's Cal Cannabis licenses.
I see. What sort of oversight is established to ensure that people who obtain these certificates are actually in compliance with the regulations?
The way the program's set up is we established an online portal that people can come in to get their waste discharge permit and or their small irrigation use registration permit. And they'll be issued that permit or that registration through the online portal, and it will be a pretty fast process to get those in hand. And they'll need to bring those to the Department of Food and Agriculture's as part of their license. A lot of the staff resources will, because of the way we have it set up, will actually be committed to doing inspections to go out and help do education and outreach with cultivators and make sure that they're understanding and complying with the requirements.
And what would you say are the benefits of obtaining a certificate?
Well, the main one, there's a number. You'll be in compliance with state laws. But the other one is, if you're intending to cultivate commercially, you'll need to come in through the online portal and get these permits and bring them to California Department of Food and Ag in order to get your license in the long run. They're going to issue temporary license starting January 1 for about 4 months. After that period of time, you'll need to come in with all your appropriate permits and water rights and
They can stream bed alteration agreements as required in California Department of Food and Ag's emergency regulations.
I see. And the workshop on Friday, it's a 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., so you've got 6 hours. I imagine you'll really kind of get into the more granular details of the regulations and what is permissible and what is not. Who is this workshop designed for? Who should be looking to attend? I assume cannabis cultivators.
Yeah, cannabis cultivators, consultants, any county or city staff that might be working in for the cannabis, local cannabis ordinances permits. It's targeted anyone that would like more information on what the requirements are, what they need to do to make sure that they're, you know, getting all their ducks lined up so they're all ready to go, continue cultivating and move into the commercial environment.
Is there a cost to attend the workshop?
No, there is no cost.
And if people are unable to attend but are interested, where can they go online to learn about the ins and outs of these new regulations?
They can go to our website. It's www.waterboards.ca.gov. And then if you put /cannabis, it will take you to our cannabis portal. You can also scroll down to the bottom of that main page and you'll see a link to the cannabis. On that website, there is the presentations currently posted, and we're working on putting up the video from the Sacramento meeting we held last Friday that will include the entire presentation and questions and answers as well.
Oh, okay. So you can sort of attend digitally, if not physically, and actually get the full scope of the presentation.
Correct. And we'll also have next week, on Tuesday, we have a meeting in Fresno, and on Thursday in San Diego. Most of the folks up here probably wouldn't be traveling down to those, but if there are people in those areas, they can attend those as well.
Really taking this show on the road.
Yes.
How do you personally feel about the new regulations? Do you think that they're comprehensive? Do you think that they're timely? Are they covering the bases you want to see covered? As someone intimately acquainted with the ins and outs of the California state water usage?
Yeah, I feel they're comprehensive. We did develop them in a short time frame to meet the, in order for them to be established in time for the Cal Cannabis licensing start, which is January 1, 2018. The way they're structured is these are interim requirements, so we have flexibility to kind of modify them as needed as we start to learn more about the cannabis industry. So we're not really boxed in. We can start to, you know, use adaptive management to see how things are working out, where cannabis, commercial cannabis is being cultivated, so we can continue to evolve the program as we move forward and learn more.
Off to a good start, certainly like that. And one more time for folks listening who are interested in attending, which if you are a commercial cannabis cultivator or a consultant in our listening area, you would do well to educate yourself, and you can do that Friday, December 15th, at the gym of the Adorney Center in Eureka from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Daniel Schultz, am I forgetting anything else? Any last words before we part ways here?
No, I think that's it. We hope to see many people there.
All right. Hope so, too. Thank you so much for your time and for speaking with me today.
You're welcome. Thank you.